Aloha, my name is June Dillinger, and I'm from the Juniverse. I've been kind of thinking about some different ways to share a little bit more about me and navigate through the mixture or the melange of offerings that I have, from owning a destination wedding business to being the author of a book, The Benefit of the X: Making Love Visible When Everything Changes. And I've been spending some time on Clubhouse trying to figure out, do I coach? Well, my business licenses, or my LLC, is It's All About Love LLC. And so as I bounce back and forth through these ideas, that this past week I've been listening to a lot of conversation on podcasts about just storytelling. And so I want you to know that while my book is out on Audible, it's available on Kindle, and it's also available as a regular, well, here it is, as a regular paperback book on Amazon and also through Barnes and Noble. I thought to myself, so if you don't feel like listening, or if you feel like you want to watch and listen, I'm not sure, but I figured I would just begin by reading the foreword of my book today. And I was sort of thinking about what I wanted to create in perhaps a series. And so this series is going to be called A Public Service Announcement for Love. A Public Service Announcement for Love. And that love is you. The love is all that you bring, or all that you don't know that you have discovered yet. And so we're just going to share a little bit of time together. And I'm going to read you the foreword of my book and see if this doesn't tickle your fancy. And one of the reasons why is because I'm getting ready to produce a master class. And the master class will go through all 10 chapters of the book, and it'll be a self-study. And then there'll be an offer to do some group coaching afterwards, and then certainly some individual coaching beyond that, if that's an option that you'd like with me as a ACC coach with the International Coaching Federation. And so I'm just going to read you the foreword of my book. Heads up, it's about 8 paragraphs, just so you know. So here we go. By the way, the foreword was written by Janet Leigh. She was a producer for Oprah for 8 years, and she was a childhood girlfriend that I grew up with in La Jolla, California. And this is what she has to say about moi. Junie, as we affectionately called her growing up together in sunny California, in sunny Southern California, cul-de-sac on the hill, was the girl I wanted to be. This will be news to her as she reads this for the first time. Throughout grade school, which was conveniently located right across the street, I felt like an outsider. It was hard to escape my geeky persona, with daily reminders from my classmates of my flat face and chink eyes, or being called a four-eyed gook. When I finally got fitted for my first glasses, having to defend the pungent cooking smells, most likely my father's favorite tripe soup, wafting across the street from the only Korean home on the block, sealed my fate as other. And by the way, I wanted to share with you that Janet and her sisters and brothers, particularly Marlene and Donna, were very good friends all through my childhood. And they were the only Korean family in all of La Jolla for, I'd say, 16 years until another family moved in down the street. Otherwise, it was a very wealthy white neighborhood. And so I just wanted to add that little caveat to the story. Although June was the cooler, prettier, elder statesman by a whopping 2 years, Junie was the only person who really saw me. To this shy 8-year-old girl, it was astounding that she chose to play with me, to make lunch for me, and to share her gorgeous wardrobe with me. Junie saw me. Decades later, and thousands of miles apart, June in Honolulu and myself in New York, we finally reconnected. Ironically, it was right after my grueling 10-year marriage ended that I reunited with Junie on a visit back to the old neighborhood. It was easy to share my feelings of hurt and disappointment, and a fear of starting over because I knew she had made it through her own marital breakup. But while I was still burdened by resentment and betrayal towards my ex, and hampered by my new role as a victim, Junie seemed at peace. Somehow she had found a way to reclaim her love and become friends with her ex. Yes, you heard right. Did she discover the holy grail of healing relationships? I wanted whatever she was having. It was no coincidence. Oh, by the way, that sort of reminds me of that movie with Meg Ryan, where she's at the table and she's like, I want what she's having because the other lady's moaning and groaning. Anyway, I just had to insert that really quick. It's no coincidence that Junie is a leading wedding purveyor in Hawaii, hosted a cable television show called It's All About Love for 9 years, and was the youth leader at Unity Church of Hawaii, and continues to celebrate the healing powers of what love can add to our lives. But this is, oh, telephone call. One moment, please. Later on, we'll have to answer that. It's no coincidence that Junie was a leading wedding purveyor in Hawaii, hosted a table. You know what? I have to take a break. I'm going to turn this off because this is my first time reading out loud and I don't want to be interrupted. Okay, here we go. Was a youth leader at Unity Church of Hawaii and continues to celebrate the healing powers of what love can do to our lives. But this is not to say Junie's faith in love was not tested time and time again. I remember the heavy day she found out she was adopted. I remember when her adoptive father, who was a paraplegic, was in the middle of a heated divorce with her mother, when she learned her biological parents were other people. Still, I remember how Junie cared for her. Oh my gosh, this is gonna take some practice, folks. I haven't read out loud since last May. I hope you can hang in there with me because I'm gonna get better as the days go on. I'm gonna start that sentence over. So look, the other piece of this too is that I'm desperately working on authenticity. I'm not really sure what this is going to do for anybody, but what I do know is that it's adding strength to my own voice. And if there's any hope that this adds strength to yours and you using your voice, whether it's to write your own story about the benefit of your ex, about learning how to work through some victim things that you might be holding on, or something that I'm even experiencing in being in relationship now, is that just because I wrote a book called The Benefit of the Ex, Making Love Visible When Everything Changes, doesn't mean relationship gets any easier unless we continue to do the work. And so let's continue to do the work together. So I remember when her adoptive father, who was a paraplegic, was in the middle of a heated divorce with her mother, when she learned her biological parents were other people. Still, I remember how Junie cared for him with tenderness and devotion for several years after that, until he passed away. He did. He lived here in Honolulu with me for about 9 years, and it was magnificent, and it was the best building relationship I could have ever have imagined. And most certainly, Junie, with an open heart, went on an emotional quest to find and reunite with her birth mother. And despite the fear and betrayal and pain that facing the unknown could have caused her, without exception, Junie's only intention was to say thank you to this woman and to let her know she had lived a beautiful life. Now, Junie is a welcome member of this woman's family and a beloved daughter. Junie is love. After a decade as a TV producer for The Oprah Show, interviewing some of the world's most foremost healers and leaders of social change, I have seen few people in my experience as dedicated to spreading love and beauty in the world as June Dillinger. Her desire to love and be loved and to help others to know that they matter is the glue that binds us as friends, as colleagues, and as two women who have gone through hell and back to find the benefit of their exes. The benefit of the ex is a spiritual manual on how to forgive. That's forgive yourself and forgive everyone in this scenario and manifest love through our lives, even with the person we call an ex. I don't know anyone more capable of helping you to learn these difficult lessons than June. Janet Leigh, award-winning producer, Oprah Show. Oh, can you see that there? I'm just kind of going to try to put it up to the screen. Well, let's see. Anyhow, it's right on the inside of the book. And this happens to be one of my first books that came through, and you can see all of my chapters. And then these up here are the stories written by the seven people, well, myself included. So there are six stories throughout this book. And so if you don't know much about what's going on with this book, it's a 10 chapter book, and there are seven stories in it, mine included. And it's a gradient. It's a gradient of a personal life recovery. And it doesn't have to be just the benefit of an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or lover. It could be the ex-anything. It could be the ex-neighbor, the ex-boss, or anything that you're holding on to, because this book is really all about our relationship with ourselves. So I'm going to leave you with those thoughts today. We've been on for, let's see, what does this say up here? Let me just take a check. Checklist. I guess we've been on for maybe 20 or 30 minutes. Maybe it's been longer than that. But I want to thank you for joining me today on the Soul Sunday Love Bites in the Juniverse, and blending, whether you're getting married or you're making a discovery for the future. There are benefits to all of our relationships. And if we could really take a look in the mirror and see how what we draw in is showing up for us to take a look at ourselves, and the deeper way we're choosing to we are choosing to live our lives, I think there's an absolute possibility that we can live a complete whole life just as we are today, right here and right now, and certainly on into the future. So do the work with me. I'm happy to be in this dance with you. I am happy to ask some of the hard questions, and let's see what you can dig up that will support you in all of your greatness, so that every living moment you can feel like you are making love visible too. So thanks for joining me. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Aloha.